Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for calling in live tonight, Prophetic Miracle Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless all those that have been waiting in the switchboard, and those that are listening via internet. God bless you as well tonight. I want to mention that if I have given anyone specific instructions to call in live to the show, just let me know. I told you to call in live. We don't need your name, your date of birth, where you live at. We just want the word of God flow tonight easily and spiritually on this prophecy open line. If you need to reach me in regards to a one-on-one session, you may do so by emailing me at propheticmiracleministries@gmail.com. Or if you want to connect with me on Facebook, you may do so by dialing, but by inputting in your computer, facebook.com/ Ellen Bynum page, lowercase i. Lastly, I just want to let you know that this 30-minute segment show is not enough to tell you everything that God is showing me. That's why I save you. If God is leading you to a one-on-one session, you could just email me at my gmail.com. This is not a place to come to get a word. You're actually getting a revelation, which is also greater than the word of God. So I don't want anyone to take it lightly. Whatever is prophesied to you, take it to God in prayer and believe by faith that all things will happen according to his will. I'm going to open up the phone line, the area code 678. I'll just be direct, brief, and straight to the point. And as God lead me accordingly, it is my prayer that I can be a blessing to your life. Area code 678.
Hello.
God bless you. Yes, area code 678.
Yes, I'm here.
God
bless you.
Can you
hear me?
Good evening. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
How can I be a blessing to you this evening?
Well, I just wanted to see what was, you know, on your heart for me.
Well, let's just say this way. What God has on his heart concerning your life. Is there anything specifically you want to know?
Well, right now I've really been kind of stressed out about finishing up my classes and getting into nursing school, so I don't know if there's anything around that aspect. So,
well, let me tell you something. Unstress yourself because you still have a good ways to go down the road. As far as employment, as far as meeting people, learning different things, seeing different things. So I don't want you to become stressed out in regards to that, whether it may be finance or maybe timing, whatever it may be. I don't want you to be stressed about that because, for number one, you're still young. Number two, you have a whole lot ahead of you. And I just want you to really trust God that if he has put you in school and told you to go to school, I want you to trust and believe in him that he has you there for a reason. Relationship, that's going to come and go. I want your focus to be on your schooling. Graduate, get out of school, or if you finish with school and you're starting your new career, set a foundation first, okay? If you are in a relationship now, just understand that it's adjustment change for you and for him as well. Give it time. Allow space between each of you so that you all can get adjusted to the new change in your life as far as coming into the health profession field.
Okay. Perfect. Thank
and
you.
I know I touched on areas that you did want to know about. I know I have touched on that. Who is that, Brenda?
Brenda. I'm not sure about a Brenda.
Okay. Well, don't worry. All the callers that are listening live, if Brenda refers to you when I open up the phone line, just let me know. But I know I see Brenda.
I don't know how she will relate to me. It's the only Brenda I know is my uncle's ex-wife's sister. So if that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know what? Even though you might not know why she would relate to you, but if she comes up, that always means spiritually. When I say come up, I'm meaning spiritually that there was something connected as far as you and her was concerned, whether it was the past, the future, or the present. So that's what I mean by that.
Okay.
So don't be stressed out. I want you to just take one day at a time and trust God, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you as well.
You too.
Okay. God bless the caller again. Truly thank you for calling in. Keep in mind for Brenda, if she does refer to you as well, just let me go as I answer the call. Without further ado, I'm going to open up the phone line, the caller, area code 805. God bless you. On this evening.
Thank you. My name is Donna, and I wanted to know if my finances were going to get better because they're very low right now, and yeah.
Okay. Have you made any adjustments to change whatever it is that you're going through so the flow of cash can come in?
Yes, I've blessed my house, and I've begun meditating again, and I belong in a little group where, they learn how to manifest and things like that.
Okay, the reason why I ask you that is because any time to see cash flow come in, your money or your finance or wherever you're putting your money to has to be in places that's going to reproduce. Okay, so in other words, if you invest in buying 10 boxes of Ritz crackers a week, I would tell you that that's not healthy. You should cut it down to one box a week, and all of the finance behind that, you'll be able to save money in that area. So I'm not sure where your money is going to. I want you to regroup, see where your money is going to, and make sure the places and where your money is going to are places that's going to reproduce.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you understand?
Yes. I'll be more aware of that.
Right. Now, I want to ask you something else.
Uh-huh.
I see something else, and this group that you belong to, how long have you been with them?
I'm just starting with them. We haven't actually gotten together yet.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable?
Yeah, it's just a couple friends. Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, just remember when you're challenging in positive energy, you use the same effect as for your finance as well. Okay? You want to tap into areas and where your finance is going to reproduce, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And basically, that pretty much is it that God has given me for you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and thank you for calling into the show as well.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, bye-bye. God bless you, Paula. Yes, God bless. Yes, we have an open line. Whom I'm speaking with at this time.
Hi, my name is Naima. And
okay.
You might be talking about me because I know a Brenda. And on top of that, I'm also trying to get into nursing school. And, you know, everything she was saying kind of sounded like me. And then on top of that, I know a Brenda. So I don't know.
Okay.
So maybe,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me know that. What connection do you have with Brenda?
She's my daughter's godmother.
Okay. Well, you're the one. Because I see the little girl connected. How old is, well, you know what? I don't even have to ask you how old she is. She's a very young girl. She looks somewhere between 5 and 7 years old.
No, that's her daughter.
Okay, then that's the daughter that I'm talking about. How is she doing? Do you know?
I know last time, I haven't seen her in years, but I don't know, somehow she contacted us from outer space, and a couple of weeks ago she got into a car accident, and
okay.
But we realized she was staying in the same state, so my daughter and my mother went down to see her. That was a couple of weeks ago, and so I hope everything is okay down in, you know.
Right, well, what I want you to do, first of all, I'll get to you, but I want you to get in contact with her and keep in touch with her, keep in basis with her, because she's also going through something, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of it, but she's going through something, and it's not everyone she's telling what she's going through, and I'm just saying right now, just be a friend for her.
Okay.
Okay? Okay.
Right.
Now, how can I be a blessing to you on this evening?
I'm looking for a job because I know we might have to move in a few, and plus Christmas is coming, and plus I got to pay for school, and plus everything else.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, what do you feel in terms of me finding a job?
Well, let's just say this. Let's just say this. Just like the other caller. That was in an health profession field. You know, just let it take its course. Let it take one day at a time. One thing about God, he has a way in bringing in the finance, whether it's through employment or whatever, on the most needed time that you would think that nothing would never come through. I don't want your focus to be that. I want your focus to be stable because you put your heart into getting into schooling, and you set your heart to have a solid foundation job where you don't have to depend on nobody, where you ain't got to beg for nothing. You have
Thank
set
you.
Yourself up. Yes, because
yeah.
you say enough is enough, and
yeah.
I want to do better. So I want you to focus on that. Also, the name Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, came up as well. I don't know who is that in reference to you. Remember, Larry can also be Lawrence as well. So,
okay.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you why. I don't want you to start bugging out. I'm going to tell you why all these names come up. Because you are so connected to so many people.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I am indeed. People I don't
okay.
even know I'm connected to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sometimes when it's like that spiritually, you pick up those around you more than to stay focused on you, meaning that you'd be surprised your assignments are for these people. And this Larry or Lawrence is actually someone that's right there where you go to school at.
Okay.
Yes,
what
right there.
Okay, no, I understand. Okay,
I'm tripping. No, tell me what you're
saying.
And
what do he want? I'm saying, what did he want?
Well,
okay.
Well, look, Well, look, it's kind of hard to say what a man wants, right? Let's just hope you have good intentions. Let's just hope it's good intentions.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
Let's stay focused like that.
Okay.
Let's hope that it's good intentions. And guess what? There's a good one out there, okay? He's there.
Right.
He's there.
Okay.
Trust me. He's there, and he'll come on his appointed time. Okay? And was there anything else I can be a blessing to?
No, I wish I could be a blessing to you back. Oh, goodness.
Well, guess what?
But I know it's coming for you.
Yes, I need it. Thank you so much. And you already have blessed me. You know, just hearing what God is speaking and saying as well, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Right.
You have a blessed night.
And you,
all right.
You too. God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yes, God bless you. What a cheerful spirit. I'm going to continue to open up the phone lines. I'm just noticing someone was dropped. Hopefully we can get them back in. Let's open up the phone line to area code 404 and see what's been happening with her. Area code 404?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are things going with you?
Oh, they're going pretty good. Just still working on a couple of things and, you know, trying to get my life together.
Have you been taking heed to the word of God from out my mouth?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. My phone was breaking up.
Okay. Have you been taking heed, H-E-E-D, to the word of God that has been spoken? Have you been listening to what I have been speaking to you about?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Just to, like, let you know, that is like, such an emotional process. Like, you know, just having to sit down and really write. And I know it's accurate because, like, I started a forgiveness list, like who I need to forgive and how they hurt me,
right.
Or, you know, for what. And the person who I was on, it was a guy at the time, and, you know, the Spirit, Holy Spirit came to me and was like, you know, you need to forgive him, but once you speak to him, you need to remove him. And as that was coming to me, he texted my phone instantly, like right on the spot. So I don't know if that was my confirmation to like heading on the right track, but it, you know, when I work on it, you know, it's a lot. It's an emotional process to where, you know, it can cause you to, you know, start crying here and there. But I believe I'm working, you know, in the right direction, you know, trying to figure out why and, you know, what's going on, because I find myself constantly, like, looking for, I don't know, some sort of comfort in people. So,
right. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Everything is a process, and this is a process for you. And a lot of times, you allow your emotions to become too emotional. And it can also make you become very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
As I said to you before, your main focus got to be on you getting yourself together. And that's the key. You know, if he loves you, he's going to be there for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not there for you, then that simply means that he is not the one. See, there is so much happening with you, and that's why, well, really, I'm going to tell you what I want you to do, because I monitor everything by the Spirit, and I said in the beginning of this broadcast, and I'm going to give you my Gmail, and I want you to Gmail me, because I know for a fact you need to speak further with me about a lot of things that we will not disclose on the air. But let me just give you the Gmail, and I'll send this talking to you. It's prophetic miracle ministry at gmail.com. And just let me know that I did tell you that too. Yes. Miracle Ministries.
Okay.
@gmail.com. Right,
okay.
Right. And that's where I do one-on-one sessions. And it is by fee offering, not for the word of God, but it's by fee offering. And, you know, it's for the laboring and taking my time to minister what God wants me to minister for you. Because the reason why I'm saying this is because this will cause you not to grow or to move spiritually.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
You get into this sympathy thing, this emotional thing, somewhat as sympathy. Or sometimes you are the girl that cries wolf. I don't know if you heard of that slogan, the boy that cries wolf. And sometimes people just ignore you.
Yes.
But there is a situation there. And anytime you deal with forgiveness, you have to forgive yourself first.
You know, what I've been finding, like, and this is why I came to the conclusion, like, I was starting to become, like, the person that I despise. But you know how you have, like, certain morals and stuff. And I just, you know, certain things that, you know, back in the day, I'd be like, oh, my God, I can't stand people like this. And I, you know, lately I find myself becoming that person. And I'm, like, so confused because I don't understand.
Because you know
like,
why?
I'm looking at
because your flesh be taken over.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about that. You know, to avoid the privacy live on the air, but that flesh is a killer. That flesh will mess you up. That flesh will have you thinking you're something else and you're not. But we'll speak further on it because, like I said, I do monitor all the calls and I will email you and get back to you. And you have an option of choice whether you want to sow in to what God is going to do for your life. I will speak further to you regards to that via email, okay?
Okay.
All right, so make sure you email me. If you don't email me, you're going to hear from me. And, and the Holy Spirit is not going to allow me to forget, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, God bless you. Yeah, now I have one last call I'm going to take shortly. But I want to say this. If I told you to call into this prophecy open line and you didn't call in, may the Spirit of God convict you. And it wasn't no emergency because God is not going to give me a word to tell you to call and then give you emergency. And if the devil gave you emergency, then shame on you. Because we have to learn to open our mouth and send the devil back to hell where he belongs. I know him very good, okay? And he could be very bold, so he'll get in the bed with you and tell you God don't love you, but he does. But that's only a lie and a trick from the enemy. I'm very strict tonight. If I told you to call into this show and you didn't call in, shame on you. I'm opening and I'm putting it in the opening because enough is enough. I'm not here to blow my breath to say what thus say the Lord. The purpose of this open line prophecy is that God can come into your life so you can develop a relationship with him if you don't know him, and also for you to change. Okay? The Holy Spirit don't lie. Let me make myself clear. The Holy Spirit does not lie. I monitor the switchboard because when you prophesy, you don't need any interruption from the switchboard. I don't care who's listening via internet because you can't do no harm to me. But the callers in the switchboard, you want to monitor. So I say again. If you was given instruction by the prophet and didn't listen, Shame on you. And may God be with you. I'm going to take the last caller, area code 832. Before I open up the line to you, if you don't have a prophecy, let me know that you don't have a prophecy. God has shown me something else. Either way, let me know what's on your heart. God bless you, area code 832.
Thank you. Well, in my heart now that we are prayers for the family to try to come together for homegoing series. And some can't go because they already made plans to stay here, and the funeral are in New Orleans. So it's kind of got some not going to be able to go to New Orleans because they have made a plan here in Louisiana, in Kentwood, to do. So we were trying to get her to compromise so we could have the funeral back on a Wednesday, Thursday, so everybody would be able to come, but we weren't able to get her to decide to have the funeral on those days. So she wants the funeral on Saturday, so the funeral will be in New Orleans. And it's a whole lot of us need to go to New Orleans, and some of us don't have transportation to get there.
Well, very simple. God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
God is not the author of confusion. And the only thing that I'm going to tell you is to step back. And whoever needs to take care, whoever needs to take care, let them take care of that. If God makes provision for you to go, you go. If God does not make provision for you to go, it's not meant for you to go.
Amen. Thank you.
And it's just that simple.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, and I love you.
And I love you too as well.
Amen.
Hmm?
347.
Yes, God bless you, 347.
Yeah, God bless you. I just thank and praise God for you this morning, for all the ones that went before me. And I just thank God to keep praying for my strength, and most of all, for traveling mercy. Amen.
Amen. Those provisions, 347, has already been made for you.
Amen.
This is a time that I ask you in your own personal time to hear the voice of God when he is speaking to you, because you do want to reveal some things to you as well.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, 832 and 347. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. We love you.
We love you too as well. Well, I would like to take the time to thank all the callers that have called in. Please do not forget the word of the Lord. If God has given me something for you, it's for you. If God has given me instructions to tell you to get in contact with me at my Gmail account, please be obedient to the Spirit of God as well as the prophet of God, which the Spirit sends. So I just want to thank all of you who called in, and I also want to thank those that is listening as well. I thank God for you on this hour to listening, and I just pray that my whole intention in being here on Block Talk Radio with this Prophecy Open Line is so that you'll get to know the Lord, develop a relationship with him, and to be able to change and be able to progress in all that God has called you to do. Make sure you join me live now here on Block Talk Radio, Prophetic Miracle Open Prophecy Line. It's going to be every Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just thank God for you all. There's so much to say. I'm going to be praying for Brenda tonight as well. And you know who else came up? An old R&B singer named Debrett. think that was her name. I'm going to be praying for her. Anybody have any information on her, you can email me at gmail.com, propheticmiracleministries@gmail.com. She came up, the brat. And I'm going to be praying for her. I'm going to be praying for the life that was lost, I believe, in a bombing in Paris. And I think there's more people that I just got the flash right through my phone. So I'm not sure the full story. There's praying times, people, praying times. So God bless you all. I love you. And once again, thank you for tuning in live to Prophetic Miracle Ministries. I'll see you all Wednesday for another Prophecy Open Live. God bless you all.